With the daily dose for February 18th. Restitution comes up to us in Leviticus chapter 6. If a person commits any such sin that people may do, when he thus sins and becomes guilty, he must return what he has stolen, there in verses 3 and 4. What about those sins which involve harm to another person, such as theft, slander, extortion, or false testimony? What about when people lose money or jobs or status because of something we do? In those cases, the law offers clear and compelling guidance. The guilty party must make restitution, equivalent to the loss plus 20%. However, this regulation does not apply to the common problem of sinning against another person in ways that do not cause loss to them. For example, the aftermath of an argument between husband and wife. Making her or him pay does not belong here. A wife must not expect her husband to feel terrible forever for the stupid things he may have said or for the way he was insensitive and boorish. Nor should a husband think he has the right to continue being angry because of his wife's attitude, silence, or vindictiveness. When forgiveness is granted and attitudes are resolved, they need to stay forgiven and resolved. Restitution is not part of the solution to interpersonal conflict. The law makes little provision for incarceration of those found guilty of criminal activity. If a man commits a crime worthy of the death penalty, he's put to death, and that's the end of him. If someone causes another person material loss, he or she is to devote the future to restoring and making up for the loss caused, but to do this while a member of the community. Paul addresses this in 2 Thessalonians, saying that those who have been thieves should no longer steal, but work and contribute to the needs of others, and thus they fulfill the law of love. Do unto others what you would have them do for you. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.